It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. This is Golf DMV. And now, here's Claude Jennings.
It's another edition of Golf DMV. I'm Claude, LB's here, Sherm's here. We're in a holiday mood, kind of,
yes,
right?
Yes. I mean,
we've got the holiday music and all that kind of stuff.
And they started right the day after Thanksgiving was holiday music.
Shoot, they started putting decorations up. Or stuff,
yes,
out,
right,
before Thanksgiving.
Right. It was,
yeah,
Halloween. They was putting out Christmas.
Right. I remember being,
yeah,
in Target getting Halloween candy, and the Christmas section was already up.
Ridiculous.
But,
yeah,
now we can get into the holiday thing because,
yeah, whatever.
Well, just a few weeks ago, you were all into the holidays.
Scrooge is here.
I'm back. I'm back.
It's not Christmas until you hear Silent Night by the Temptations.
No, it's not Christmas until it's Christmas Eve.
No.
Then it's Christmas. Up until that point, it's just a bunch of people getting in my way.
What? I mean, why can't.
I like Silent Night by the Temptations, but I got to be honest with you, I think it's a little overrated.
With the song or the holiday?
Blasphemy.
I think the song,
oh, the
is
song,
a little
overrated. This,
yeah,
is just blasphemy.
I mean, the Temptations,
yeah,
version. You know, I'm just not
Mariah
a big fan.
Carey, like Mariah Carey Christmas.
No. Actually, no. I like Boys to Men's Christmas,
that's
interpretation.
That's a good one. That's a good one. No, really, don't ask Scrooge.
No, Chestnuts on the Open Fire by, what's his name? Nat King Cole.
That's a good one, but now Stevie.
That's a good one, but you
Stevie
did graduate
Wonder.
High school in 81.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Hey, he was still alive when I graduated.
Now, Stevie Wonder and NDRE have a really good version of that song.
Oh,
I should,
really?
Send it to you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's really jazzed up.
Yeah.
And I like,
yeah,
it. Yeah. Anyway.
I will guarantee you one thing. On my phone, there is not one Christmas song on my phone here.
Do you play Christmas?
I don't know why,
like,
I'm not shocked at that.
And I have. And I probably, and I'm serious, I've got like 1,000 songs on my phone. And not one of them is I probably got one Christian and zero Christmas.
Is anyone out there surprised?
But what I'm trying to figure out, do you listen to Christmas music in the car?
No, or? I change the channel every time it comes on.
Do you celebrate Christmas?
Yeah, I bought some stuff the other day on
No, you went to Cyber Monday.
I went to Cyber Monday,
Cyber,
yeah, a couple
Monday.
Weeks ago.
Yeah,
right.
I bought some stuff. Yeah, I bought
for
some
other
stuff.
People?
For other people, yeah.
Do you wrap the stuff?
Yes.
Do you decorate the house or pay people?
No. I don't. Well, this is how that goes. So my wife and I, every year we say, because there's no kids in the house.
Right.
We haven't had kids in the house for God knows how long, 20 years.
God bless you.
Hey, man, it's a wonderful life. It is a wonderful life. I'm telling you. You're gonna love it when your turn comes. So we never decorate. Well, no, I'm just saying we never. Very seldom do we decorate. So we'll say, this year we decorate. We go, nah, we're not doing it. I'm like, okay, good. Christmas Eve or the day before, you know, like the 22nd, she'll go, mm-hmm, don't you think we should put the tree up? I'm like, but we decided we weren't going to do this. Mm. And now it's a last minute rush because people are coming over. And then we got to put up some lights and da, 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 da.
Oh.
So that's what we normally end up doing. But if I had my choice, no, we would not put up a decoration.
And true or false, you did buy your wife a gun for Christmas.
1 year. Yes, I did.
And she bought you one.
Yes, and I took her to the range. She had never shot a gun before in her entire life.
Wow.
Her first 6 shots within an 8-inch circle.
And there,
no,
that's all you needed to see.
Yeah.
You said that was,
yeah,
a,
you
good
better
decision.
Walk that straight line.
Yeah, my buddy Nat was like, dude, you better be on your P's and Q's, man. I told him, hey, I got one too. We'd be in there like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Straight busting caps at each other. The Golf DMV podcast. The email golfdmv1@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook, Golf DMV, Golf DMV1 on Instagram, Golf DMV1 on Twitter. Man, the numbers are great on the,
yes,
podcast.
Thank you,
keep
public.
Telling your
thank
friends,
you,
keep
you,
telling people that you play golf with about the podcast. We have Brant on. You,
yep,
know,
yep,
we'll try to get other people.
Sticky
who
fingers,
meet.
Sticky fingers, sticky,
yeah,
sticky finger, Brant.
Yeah,
Brant. We had him on after stealing LB's club. And, you know, we'd love to have other people on. We've,
yeah,
got to try to get Jerry Boston.
Yeah,
on.
I was gonna say we should, mm-hmm, get Jerry on here.
Yeah,
one
we'll
time.
Get Jerry on. We'll try to get
loyal,
Coach B on.
Loyal listener.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And even if you don't like, oh, we had Seth on.
Yeah, we gotta have Seth back.
Gotta get Seth
I
on.
Heard so many people say, mm-hmm, with both Seth and Brant,
mm-hmm,
you guys are great together. But would you add that fourth person who's funny like Seth and like Brant? Mm-hmm. Like, it takes the show to a whole nother level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But okay, they said, but everyone said, who, mm-hmm, has given me feedback, man, you three are just hilarious. None of these people even know what golf is.
Yeah, we have a lot of listeners who aren't from the DMV. Right. We have some listeners who aren't even from this country, and we've got a good number of listeners who don't even play golf.
They don't they're like, I don't know what par is, I don't know
who these people are.
Like, the golf talk is cool, but you guys are awesome together.
Well, good. Well, keep listening and tell your friends, all that other kind of stuff. So look, the holiday season's right around the corner. It's full swing holiday season. Christmas is right around the corner. And there may be a golfer in your life. Now, here's the thing. You know, you've got all these kind of cheesy shows that says, let's do a holiday show. Here's why we're doing a gifts to buy the golfer in your life show. Mm-hmm. Because we're all golfers.
Right.
And we've gotten gifts that we hate.
Yes.
As golfers.
Yes.
And so
I thought of something. I got
that's why we're doing this.
Totally useless.
So if you're a golfer, send this podcast to someone who is in your life who will try to buy you a gift so we can help them or coach them on what to get you for Christmas.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because here's the thing. Because here's what I deal with. I'll get a text from my sister, or I'll get a text from my mom. I'll get a text from my wife. Uh-huh. Anybody. What do you want for Christmas? Mm-hmm. I try to make it easy on everyone. I'm just like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm not picky. Whatever you see that's out there and you're like, you know what? I think he'd like that. Mm-hmm. Get it. Love it.
Right.
Haven't always been that way, but I've been that way over the last 4 or 5 years.
And as you move up the percentage ladder.
I'll drop expectations. Give me whatever you want. It's all good. No expectations. So they said, no. What do you want? Mm-hmm. Say, well, you know, I love golf. It's literally the only thing I do for fun. It's all I have in life for fun. Right. Outside of golf and work, I don't do anything else that's fun for me.
Right.
Okay. Golf is it. Get me something golf related.
Yes.
It can be golf balls. It can be tees. Mm-hmm. It can be a gift certificate to a... Just give me something golf related. I'm not going to buy you nothing related to golf. This is what they all say.
Well, then would you ask for?
Right.
My mom says that. Sister says that. Wife says that. Brother says that. But I don't want to get you anything for golf.
Why did you ask me?
Right, it's the only thing that I actually want.
Right.
So anything else outside of that is nice to have.
Right.
But if you were to weigh it on a scale, the golf stuff, that's what I want.
Right. This is where you should open it up. You see it's not golf related and you throw it back in them and say, thanks for listening.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah, thanks for nothing. Apparently you don't
care.
Because
that's what happens.
Where's the receipt? Because I can take this back and give me something I need.
Give me some Chick-fil-A.
And so that's what happens with golfers. You know what I mean?
Right.
What do you want? Something golf related. And then they say, okay, well, fine. I don't know what to get you. So we want to give you a guide of gifts to get. Mm-hmm.
Help us help you.
But this wouldn't be Golf DMV if we only stuck with things to get. We're also going to provide you with a list of things
not to get. Right.
There you go.
Don't get this.
Right. Because negativity is our middle name.
Yeah. I mean, it is really what makes it.
It's definitely mine.
It really is what makes
selfish
it.
Although, and negative.
Although the last two programs, LB has been very giving and mild-mannered and kind of like calm. And Sherm has been the one kind of upset.
Yeah. Must be the holidays.
One of us has to carry the torch. But you know, well, you know what it is? At the close, remember last month, we're probably going back 5 episodes, we're doing our un-Thanksgiving.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday.
Yes.
Okay.
So and actually, we didn't bring that up the last few weeks. I text you guys, I think it was the night before Thanksgiving, and I said, I realize now why it's my favorite holiday. Do you guys?
Neither one of you text back.
So that's why I was wondering. Maybe I sent it to somebody else, or you all just don't care. Maybe you sent it to somebody by accident.
We didn't really care.
No, I did get that.
This was sentimental Sherman trying to be like, you know what?
And you just text me and LB. No, I just text you and LB
and said, I realize now why Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. There's no expectations. There's no gifts.
Oh, yeah.
It's just family, fellowship, food.
Yeah.
You did text.
And almost all every other year, football. Right. Like there's no like, you know, there's no stress.
There's no, I don't have to go shopping for you. I don't have
exactly.
to figure out what you need, what you don't want, all that stuff.
As a matter of fact, it was Wednesday, November 22nd.
Go ahead and read
before,
that.
It was at 7:39. Sherman Gray says, I think I realize why Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. No commercialization, no gifts, just family, food, and fellowship. That's really nice that you said that.
Yeah. And no response from either one of these two jokers.
My bad.
I mean, who needs enemies when you got friends like this?
I didn't know it. You know, it was a great sentiment.
It was like that pre-Thanksgiving. Oh, let me send it to these two.
Right. My bad.
Clowns. Don't worry. You won't get another one. But anyway, that said, what Christmas is like, I hate Christmas. It's my least
favorite. I didn't know you hated Christmas.
I hate Christmas.
I didn't know that.
Because it's stressful.
Yeah.
My wife and I are always at odds about, well, did this kid get this much? Did this kid get this much? Well, this kid got 10 gifts. Yeah, but he only got 5, but it costs 5 times more. It's just like, it completely takes the spirit out of it, right? Yeah. Because you always, you got to play, okay, did I get this person a gift? Well, did I get this person a gift? Right. Are they going to be, yeah. It's too much. And I'm like.
I bought them a $50 gift and they bought me a $10 gift. I have done that.
And I should put my one brother on blast for doing that one year because it pissed me off. And that's the only time I got pissed. But it was like, okay.
He bought you a gift that was like.
Like $10, maybe.
And right. You spent a lot of money on him?
The deal was everyone spends $50, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
did it say up to 50 or 50?
No. It was like, spend around 50. Mm-hmm. Right? So I got him a $50 gift card. Mm-hmm. I got a $8 t-shirt from Marshalls. No, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I didn't say anything to him. That's why I'm not going to call him out now because I'm not going to say which brother it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's only me, two of them, right?
Yeah. So take your pick.
One of two.
You got a 50-50 shot. Idea. You pick one and you pick idea. One. Yeah. You pick one, you pick one. Between you, you'll come up with it. But that said, it's just like, you know, like this guy I used to work with years ago, he passed away, but he said every year he got all three kids the same thing. Here's a $100 bill for you. Mm-hmm. Here's a $100 bill for you. And here's a $100 bill for you.
Yep. See ya.
Done. Deal. Done.
And they were probably happy with that.
Happy.
Well, we had the same conversation today at work, actually. And we were talking about that where, and my feeling with Christmas is once you get like over 18 or something in some area in that age range, Christmas is over for you.
Right.
I mean, really. I mean, honestly, there's really nothing that somebody can buy for me that I really wanted.
Right.
Because if I really wanted it, I would have already had it. I mean, I'm being honest.
I mean,
but not everybody's in 1%.
No, I'm seriously. There are things that if I bought you something right now for Christmas and you go, oh, yeah, that's nice. And then, but you probably didn't want it because you didn't have it. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
if I really, really, really wanted it,
you would have already
had
it.
Now, I will say this because every year leading up to Thanksgiving, you know, my wife and I, we exchange gifts, but we do this thing like, okay, after Thanksgiving, don't buy yourself anything because we're going Christmas shopping.
Right.
So, but it's because that very reason that if there's something that I truly want, if I want this sweater, I can just buy it.
Yeah, you know what
I
mean? I can get this sweater.
And so she's like, well, I know he wants this sweater, but he may also buy it. And so we're like, all right, fine, I won't buy it. But it's for that reason, like you just said.
And now, one more thing, like my brother and I used to do this thing where, you know, I would give him a gift card for, let's say, whatever number, say $50.
Right.
So I gave him a gift card for $50 to whatever, to Joseph A. Banks or whatever. Uh-huh. And he gives me a $50 gift card to, I don't know, Pet Boys or whatever.
Right.
We just exchanged $50.
Yeah.
Right. What was the point in that?
Right.
Right.
You know?
And we do this with now my brothers and I do not exchange gifts. Mm-hmm. What we do is we say, okay, what do your kids want? What do your kids? And we get each other's kids gifts.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
so
good with that.
My wife's family, we still exchange gifts and it's a $50 limit.
Okay.
And everyone gets whoever their person is, a $50 gift card. Basically exactly what you said.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't understand the point.
No, there is no point.
Right.
Now, I will say my parents ask me every year, what do you want? And every year I say, I have everything I want.
Exactly.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
But every year I come up with, you know, this would be nice. So this year it was because I don't have one.
Right.
You know, just whatever. Got a new house last year and all that stuff. So I asked for a turkey deep fryer.
Okay.
And they said, okay, cool. They emailed me.
I could have gave you one of my garages that we haven't used in years.
Well, I would.
So now somebody's out of money.
Yeah.
So
but they like to, my parents like to still get us gifts even in our later years. It's always a practical gift for the house.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
My in-laws give me cash, which I'm fine with.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody's got their own thing. I mean, you know, me, my brother and sister and mom and stuff, we exchange gifts.
Like I say, to me, Christmas is for kids. And once you get a certain age, we shouldn't even, my wife and I, you know.
Well, you buy each other firearms for your shootout.
Exactly. Here's a box of 357 shells for you. Yeah. Here's a box of 9mm for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? With the hollow point.
But your middle name is Scrooge.
Yeah. I would expect you to not necessarily.
I just think it's a kid's holiday. I just think as an adult, we should be
the commercialization of it.
It's
like what you said about Thanksgiving, how you gather around. Nobody cut the TV on. You spend time with family and friends and things like that.
But I love shopping for my wife. I ask my wife every year. I mean, I love spoiling my wife. So when she asks, whatever she asks for, she pretty much.
Yeah, my wife gets it too, but it's not.
Really? So she asked you for a left-handed Ping G25 driver.
She would get it.
And then she would
give it to you?
Right, exactly.
with a lot of explanation. Yes.
Like, hey.
Sierra may want to be in on that conversation.
Hey, ask Sherm for those new Titleist AP1s. Left-handed.
Yeah.
Graphite tip. Yeah, that's funny. But everybody does their own thing. But anyway, so like as a golfer, like, have you guys experienced the letdown of a golf
yes.
gift?
Yes.
Like asking for something golf, and then it's like, you know, then just not paying attention to your desires or your want. You ask me what I want. Here's what I want. But then you act like I didn't ask.
Well, I've been given some golf stuff. And one of the things, it's still in my garage, sitting in the box on my shelf.
So let's start with gifts not to give. Yeah. Golf related. Yeah. Okay, go right ahead.
I think I've gotten more than one of these. Yes, I think I have. I've gotten more than one of these over the years. And they normally come from some, I won't say the person, but they normally, these are very cheap. Cheap. When I say cheap, I mean like made in Indonesia cheap.
Like 99th percent cheap.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like you open up the box and you open it up and it falls apart cheap.
Okay.
That kind of cheap. So it's a golf ball initial stamper. So I can put LB on the golf ball.
Yeah.
So you can put a little clampy thing and you
oh yeah.
Imprint your initials onto the golf ball.
Yeah. Who
it
needs that?
Bull crap.
Well, number one, who really needs that?
Like, it's just a way. It was a waste of money. It was a waste of $5.99. Is what it was. It was
somebody got rich off of it.
Yeah, somebody in China or wherever the hell.
Right.
that and I've one time somebody gave me a.
So don't get one of those.
Don't give anybody that.
Right.
Don't give anybody the rangefinder scope.
Now again, this is if you're a golfer and listening to this podcast, send this to someone who's going to get you a golf gift so they can hear this.
Now there's scopes, there's rangefinders that's cost $200-$300. You know. That's a rangefinder.
Right.
If you see when it costs $19.
And it looks like a little small telescope.
Little small
like
telescope.
Binoculars. Yeah.
Do not buy that.
Yeah.
I've got one of those. That's,
me too. Right.
Yeah. It's useless. It's
they
totally
usually
useless.
Come with a duffel bag if you order Golf Digest 12 issues.
With a little bag. Yeah. A little bag and a little scope. Yeah. Those are crap. Don't get that kind of stuff. Just don't do it. You're wasting your time, and you're going to embarrass yourself when you hand it to somebody, open it up, and go, what in the hell?
Is this a gag gift?
Like, am I supposed to use this on the... If they don't know what it's for, then,
Don't do that. Don't do that.
What else, Sherm? What you got as far as disappointing?
So, golf balls. Now, let me explain.
Yeah, you qualify
that. Let me explain.
One. Yes.
If you know the type of golf ball to get, all good.
Right.
Okay, so... If you go to buy your person, your significant other, the golfer in your life, golf balls.
Your golf boo.
Yeah, your golf boo. If you go to buy them golf balls, if one box is $6.99 and one is $69.99, be rest assured that $6.99 box is not the box.
Right, you don't want those. You don't want those.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
Well, ask somebody.
Yeah.
Right,
but that's
ask somebody.
Preferably, because I'm a golf snob.
Mm. Find out what they use.
Find out what they use.
Yes.
I cannot stress that enough.
Yeah.
If you get me Nikes or Pro V1s, we're all good. But it is what it is. But someone did get me like some, or even Wilson, because I can pass them off to LB.
Right. For my bad days.
Some Schlesingers.
Right.
No, I'm being dead serious.
Yeah.
I got a box of those.
Yeah.
And I didn't just get a box.
No, you got the.
I got the whole case.
Right.
They must have been giving them away at
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, Dick's or Golf Galaxy. They must have said, look, nobody's buying this crap. Just put it outside. Because I got a box of them. They were the
Did
cheapest.
You use them?
Yeah, I used them. But I would use them.
Wait a minute. So what are we talking about here?
Hold on.
But he was using water holes.
Exactly. And the occasional shot when they landed on the green, I would pick it up and the thing was done. You couldn't use it for another
shot.
Oh,
wow.
These were the cheapest, sorriest golf balls. And I was like, who bought the? I couldn't even remember who bought them for me. So just be cognizant of that.
Yeah,
the other thing, golf clubs for the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
My wife bought me, actually my mom for my birthday one year actually got me a whole new set of irons.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But she said, here's a gift certificate to Golf Galaxy.
Right.
Have fun.
Yep.
My
Pick
wife said,
yep.
I'm taking you to Dick's to get a new driver.
Okay.
Okay, good. She took me. She didn't just say,
right.
Hey,
yeah, here's
come
a driver.
Home with some
right.
Billy Bass. Yeah. You know, like Big Thunder.
Right.
So just be cognizant. Don't try to be a golf pro if you're not one.
Right. Right.
All that stuff. And lastly, kind of what to L, I had three. Mm-hmm. What LB said was accessories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So just be smart about the little stuff you get. Like I didn't actually think about the ball imprint, but I thought like, you know, gloves, you might get a glove that doesn't fit, you know, tees.
Right.
I only play plastic tees.
Me too.
Oh,
so when you buy me a bag of tees, you may be thinking, hey, here's a nice little stocking stuffer. Well, guess what? They're going to be a trunk stuffer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to be giving those away when someone says, do you need a tee?
Yeah, here's all back. Here you go.
So just, you know, kind of ask.
Yeah.
So
do some research.
Better to ask.
Do some recon.
If you don't know, like, I'm not going to go buy my wife a bunch of.
You can literally just call up to a pro shop and say, hey, I'm looking for, you know, a great gift for a golfer friend of mine. Like,
well, not necessarily.
Because
they're going to push what they got on sale or what they're trying to get rid of.
Right.
Taylor, especially if you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, I mean, I play TaylorMade golf balls now, too, but. I mean, before I wouldn't have wanted those when I was only on my Nike kick.
Right.
You know, so it's good to just say, hey, boo.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What, you know, what kind of.
Either that or just
if I get you some golf stuff, if I got you golf balls or club, whatever, what should I look for?
Right.
Yeah, when they say you
can buy some
golf stuff, say,
too.
Yeah, just send me a list of some stuff you like.
Yeah. Be a private eye. Go snooping around in that golf bag.
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah. Maybe. Right.
So, and here's a great. Can I give you a great gift?
Let me go through a couple bad ones. Since bad
still, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So a few bad ones. I'm just going to kind of talk a little bit about what you had just talked about. But like all the accessory stuff, like golfers don't really need drink cup holders for the push cart.
Right.
Please don't.
Right.
Don't get that.
Yes.
Plastic cart cover.
Yeah.
You know,
the
that
rain,
you put over.
Yeah.
Stay away from anything like that.
Yes.
And, you know, just because you walk in the Golf Galaxy and they've got these FootJoy socks, nobody really wants
golf
socks.
Well, I will tell you now, I've got a couple pair of golf socks that are actually really comfortable.
Really?
Yes.
So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're great gifts.
They are. Yeah. Some of them are.
Okay.
I mean, they were supposedly, quote unquote, specifically for golf. They are very, very calm.
Are they FootJoys?
I know.
Because I got some FootJoys socks that I would only use for golf that were really comfortable.
Yeah, okay. I got a long pair, and then it comes up to my mid calf, and then I got a pair of the footy ones.
Well, I'll take that back.
Yeah.
But I'll replace it. You remember those little things you used to sell where you could, it's like a little counter thing where you'd punch it.
Yes.
Hit a score.
Yes.
To keep
what a waste of time.
Yeah.
Yes.
You hit one.
Click. Yeah.
Click, 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 click. Don't buy that.
Yeah,
right.
That's crap.
Are you an umpire calling balls and strikes?
Right. We don't need that.
Yes. Yeah. That clicking. Yes.
None of that stuff.
Yeah, that's a great one.
So let's go with great gifts. What do we got?
Well, some of the things.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
It doesn't matter. I wrote down a few, but this one is big. So, driving range chips. My wife did that before.
Oh,
loved it.
Okay,
that is a great get.
Yeah.
That takes some thought. She had to go out. She knew. Okay, he likes his driving range. Went there and bought some chips.
Yeah,
that I could just put into the machine when I got there.
Right.
I loved it.
Yeah, one year Mrs. got me a gift certificate to Blue Mash. And it was like a couple hundred bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I could use it for the range and I could use it for the round. And but Blue Match at the time wasn't real good about keeping track of it. I played the whole summer because they would, you know, I'd play and I'd go, hey, I got my certificate. They, oh, okay. And they would putz around and stuff and like, okay, you're good. And it would never like deduct anything. So, but yeah, that's a really good gift idea is the golf range tokens and or gift certificate.
My wife got me a gift certificate to Rocky Gorge, right? And so she bought enough for, I think, four rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had that player's card that they give you, right?
Okay.
So she bought four rounds, four large buckets.
Right.
So I go up there with the gift certificate. They take my orange card. They automatically punch four because she bought the four.
Right.
Then every time I got a bucket, they punched
another
the four.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Yeah. And then by that time, it was all out. And then I got a free bucket.
Right.
So it was another poor tracking system.
Yeah.
Right. So it ended up being like nine for four.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was
my wife, for my birthday, when you got me a gift certificate to Patuxent Greens, and I lost it.
Oh,
wow.
And it was good for two rounds.
Oh, you fumbled.
fumbled big time. She's like, never again. So I think that's why she does the chips now. But I, yeah.
But yeah, that's a good idea.
Gift certificates to a driving range or to a golf course is a great gift. Yeah. And the thing is, you
Marlton.
Yes. Or Cross Creek. Yes. Right. Yeah. Yes.
If you need to know which courses to get it for, just go back and listen to this podcast. Right. But definitely not Marlton.
Yes.
Not Cross Creek.
And you find out.
You can always email us, by the way. Email us if you need a suggestion on a golf course or a place. Yeah, we'll try to hook you up.
Or gifts.
Or gifts in general. GolfDMV1@gmail.com Facebook GolfDMV, Instagram GolfDMV1, Twitter GolfDMV1. But those are great gifts. And a lot of times these courses, if you buy a gift certificate for $100, they'll throw in a free round too, so you get the gift certificate and a free round. And you don't have to spend like the $100 or $200. It could be the $50.
Whatever you can $50, $40,
whatever. My stepdad gave me a gift certificate to the PG Parks and Rec courses, and so whether it was Enterprise or whatever, and I ended up using it at Paint Branch for some driver range stuff and quick nine holes, or, you know, around walking around Paint Branch a little bit, and Enterprise, and so that's what I ended up using it for, and it was perfect.
And then Montgomery County have their players card thing, some kind of
they have players card, but I don't know how you ever.
I looked into it. I think
I have one, but
Now, some of these places, especially Montgomery County courses and Blue Match, they have the simulators during the winter. Mm-hmm. Maybe go up to one of those courses and get, you know, a certificate that they can use on the simulator. Exactly. That might be a good idea, too, especially in the winter. Other good gifts, ideas.
That was my biggest one. That was your big one. Well, mine, actually, we talked about mine. Mine was golf balls, because you can never have too many golf balls.
But
they have to be the right golf ball.
Right.
They just can't just be any old ball.
Wilson's fine. Right. If you're going cheap.
Pro V1.
Right.
Walmart has the refurbished Pro V1s.
Yeah, I've bought those. Absolutely.
If you're going for value, I mean, those Nike PD Longs are fine.
PD Longs, soft.
I mean, you'll pay $15, $18 for them for a dozen.
And a lot of times they'll have, I think they are about 18 to 25 bucks, but a lot of times Golf Galaxy will have buy two dozen for the price of one.
Yeah. My other gift, what we talked about already, was a rangefinder, but a good one, because everybody can use some kind of, even if it's not the telescope type one or the handheld, like the one I have, the little meter thing, whatever it's called, I don't even know anymore, but it's handheld. You can to give you the course layout and the yardage, and I did put down socks and gloves, because you always those kind of things you're going to always use,
but just get the right size.
You got I use a Cadet. The Cadet medium, I think, is what I use, because a regular small is too small and a medium is too big. My hand is like right smack in the middle.
Oh, you got little Donald Trump hands.
Because you also can't go wrong, though, like if you find out where they purchase a lot of their stuff from.
Go in their golf bag and see what they got.
Gift certificate there and say, hey, I didn't want to screw around with buying you a medium shirt if you wanted a large or, you know, gloves or whatever. But here's a gift card to
right. Do. Don't get a gift card to Trump National.
No.
That's another bad gift.
Yeah, that's a bad gift. Anything, yeah.
I had to slide that one in there real quick.
Yeah. I'm glad I went there before he bought it. That's my only, I'm grateful of that.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. What's a good one for you, Claude?
So I'm right with you with the golf balls. I mean, again, you know, so it's interesting because my brother had bought me a pack of Wilson Ultra golf balls, like a box of 24. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure like maybe from Target or Walmart, because I've seen them before. But they were orange. So like, stay safe with the white golf balls.
Right. Because everybody don't play the colors.
Don't get cute.
So stay safe with the white golf balls. But I do use those anytime I'm chipping and putting at Gunpowder, at that little pitch and putt area. I'll just drop a rack of them there, and I'm chipping 20 yards and 60 yards. And so I'll use it for practice.
Right.
But if I'm ever running low on balls, I'll use them. So, yeah, golf balls are great. Gift certificates to any area, place, as far as driving range or courses. That's perfect to me. You know what I mean? I mean, I think those are the gifts you want to get a golf.
Now, I have the one little chipping net I have in my basement. I think that may have been a gift.
The one you don't use?
Yeah. Yes.
My sister bought me a chipping net. And basically, it's a net circular. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's got three little levels. You put it to the back and you can chip in the house or whatever. That's a good gift. here's a good gift that could be a bad gift if you get the wrong one. So they got these putting surfaces that you can buy.
Just about to ask you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Now they've got these cheap ones that kind of roll out like a carpet.
Like a little carpet thing, yeah.
Yeah, and then you putt it and it goes kind of up a little incline into the hole. Yeah. Don't get that.
Nah. No.
If you really want to spend it, there's just like this pro, there's this company, Pro Putting Systems, LLC, or something like that, where they like build out from different sizes, different square footage, an actual putting surface that you could put inside your basement or something like that. Yeah. Get something like that. Because the thing with those.
Assuming kinda, you have the place, the space to put it.
If you have the space to put it. Because the issue with some.
LB has a space.
And if you don't have the space to put it, man, just put on the floor. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, you can find little.
Yeah, I get the ball returner. I put on the carpet. I
mean, right. Get the little one that returns the ball, put on the carpet. Yep, because if you get the other ones, the problem is, number one, a lot of them don't return the ball. Number two, they don't really simulate like our actual putting, sir, like what it's going to be like. And then number two, like when you roll up the long carpet part, it no longer stays flat.
Right.
Yeah, and so it's
divots and heels.
So it's all bad. And you know what I mean?
You better putting
just
on the
a
carpet.
Bad gift.
Yeah, it's just not good. So if you're going to get a putting surface and the person has space, you know, kind of go big with it. You know what I mean? Spend some money.
Go hard or stay home.
Yeah. Right. And if you're not, then just get one of those small little ball returners.
Ball returner. Yeah, they work.
Put into, and they'll be fine with that.
Yeah, because I use mine. I put mine in my office sometimes if I'm on a conference call. Put it on mute and then sit there and putt. But if I'm watching TV, I'll take it in there and put it, you know. I like it because you can just take it wherever you need it to.
Yeah. I literally was thinking about this a few days ago, that there's literally no reason to be bad in the short game. You can just putt at home. You can chip at home.
Yeah. My putt's been good
for weeks. I'm horrible at short
game. It's discipline.
Yeah.
The other thing, and this is going back way back to like the summer episode of What Not to Borrow, rain gear. That'd be a great gift.
Yes.
Assuming they play it.
Just a jacket. You don't have to do the pants.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. But I mean, you know, we've all been
caught out. That's right, because we talked about when we got to Myrtle Beach and how nobody had rain gear but me.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you guys.
Rain gear would be good because that's something that a golfer would need if they're out and it's drizzling or it's raining. But they probably may not buy it for. I would never buy rain gear for myself.
I wouldn't either.
Really?
But if someone gave it to me, I would.
Because I wouldn't play in the rain.
Yeah.
Well, you get
caught. But sometimes I've gotten caught in the rain.
Yeah, it's not worth playing. Yeah, who? Yeah. If it's raining before I leave the house, then I don't go.
Right.
Normally.
Exactly.
I put it in air quotes.
I would never buy it.
You get caught. And then here it's humid in the, you know, in the DMV.
Yeah.
So we get those summer storms that roll up and you may get caught in it. So, you know.
Yeah. Mine's definitely coming in handy on more than a few occasions. No doubt.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. So listen, we're trying to help you, okay?
Yes. We're here to help.
We're here to help you.
Yes. Yeah. So if this is your first time listening, because someone's
this is golf therapy
you,
for you.
Yeah. Right. Thank you so much for listening for this first time. Go back and listen to the other podcasts as well. And if you're listening and you know someone's going to buy you a gift, send them this podcast. Yes. We want to help someone.
Oh, I got another. I got one more. One more last one.
Go right ahead.
Golf lessons.
Yes.
That's big. Yes. Golf lessons.
And if you need to know where to go for that, contact us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We'll help you out.
We'll definitely help you out.
Yeah, especially depending where your area is, because since we are reaching California and Switzerland,
all over the place.
Yeah,
it's
Texas,
amazing where people
Florida
listen to the podcast.
But we can. But seriously, if you need help, like if you're in, because California is the second. We had the second. The state with the second most listeners is California.
Right.
Right.
Which is
right.
insane to me, but okay, we'll take it.
It's only 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, I mean, drive there. But, you know, it's a couple DJ shots.
right. A couple Dustin Johnson drives.
Good to go. But if you need help, you know, with golf lessons there, I'm sure we can talk to our buddy.
Mr. Grant?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And hook you up out in that area.
Sure, absolutely. So golfdmv1@gmail.com, that's the email address. Find us on Facebook, golfdmv, golfdmv1 on Instagram, and golfdmv1 on Twitter. Look, man, take care of the golfer in your life.
Yes.
He says he wants something golf-related, get him something golf-related. No ties.
Yes, golfers need golf love, ties. Too.
Stupid stuff. Oh, yeah, none of the cheesy stuff like a golf tie. Right. Nobody wants that. That's not a golf gift.
Yeah, because you're not wearing it on the golf course.
That's stupid.
Right.
I have a tie with
the little golf
tees and stuff on it or something.
I do have socks like that. Those are pretty cool. But I'm kind of into kind of fashion a little bit, so I like that kind of stuff.
He calls that fashion.
Oh, my wife did buy me the Ricky Fowler golf shoes
last year. The hot tops
with the straps. I think, she bought me those for Christmas.
Wow.
Okay. The Cam Newtons.
Yeah, I was on Santa's nice list.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was scared to wear them, to be honest with you. I was like, I'm never wearing these.
Wow.
Yeah, she said, you need to wear them. I went half the season without wearing them. I didn't want to mess them up. I like looking at them in the box.
That's too funny.
This is Golf DMV.
Peace.
Peace, y'all.
This is Golf DMV.